brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 24th day of July 2012. There is massive, obvious military news around the world, economic news. They're moving towards QE3. The Federal Reserve is all of this is huge, very important information we're going to be breaking down. Also, new phone hacking charges rock London. Suddenly, Rupert Murdoch is endorsing gun control, George Soros, you know, basically everything that he's always loved. But now he's fully turning over to them as the fact that the criminal attorney general, the Fast and Furious Crime Syndicate, can arrest the head of News Corp basically whenever they want. So understand there is major blackmail going on there, and it looks like News Corp has completely rolled over into Obamanoid worship session as the blackmail game accelerates. We're going to be breaking all of this down. Syria confirms chemical weapons reserved for attack from abroad, which is exactly what our so-called government has for attacks from abroad. Israel steps up its rhetoric. That's just some of the news up at DrudgeReport.com. At Infowars.com, we have a lot of the same news, but also a lot of in-depth analysis of globalist crime syndicate operations. Yesterday, the Associated Press had an article about Marines shifting to police work because it's about being an occupying army, not just going in and knocking the government out, but putting in the new globalist military. I mean, it's always been about that since the days of Smedley Butler. But there is a article that details this out by Steve Watson at Infowars.com, and it gets into concerns about Marines. And it's a good article. It's just that Marines have already had DWI checkpoints all over the country, totally illegal. They've responded to shootings all over the country. The Secretary of Defense, Secretary of the Army have all said they're going to put troops in every U.S. city. They're just announcing this to sell you on the idea that it's for overseas because it is dual use. But why are they getting ready for martial law? Well, they say it's for collapse, but I thought we were out of the recession 3.5 years ago. I mean, they don't lie to us. These are good people running our country. So we're going to be going over all that. And the public is really noticing that Mr. Holmes, the supposed shooter, I mean, they all over the news, they just say it's him. He did it. He can't talk, though. He's obviously drugged out of his mind, psychotropics and other antipsychotics. But no one's saying he's drugged. It's just here's a guy that can't talk, and he did it. And by the way, his mother and father have come out. This is an ABC News. Alleged Colorado gunman's family stands by son, and she says, I didn't say you've got your man in the shooting, as the police put out. They haven't been talking to us. They haven't been asking for our help talking to him. All they did was call up and say, is your son James Holmes? And she said, yeah, that's him. They said, you know, guy with red hair. James Holmes, I lives here. Yeah, you got your man. That's him. Why, what's going on? She said she didn't know that he'd been accused of these shootings. But see, they sold it like, mommy said so. Well, let me tell you, ma'am, we've got, as people have noticed, so we open the phones up, we can load the phones from just in Aurora. And so I want to give people a chance from Aurora, when we come back in this next couple segments ahead of three big guests today and a ton of news we're going to be peppering throughout, I want to go to people in Aurora or Littleton in that area. See how this whole thing's mischaracterized? Just like when Breitbart died within an hour and 49 minutes, I timed it. You know, from the Times, the articles were time-stamped. They said he died of natural causes, go to sleep, no big deal. Coroner says he died of natural causes. The coroner hadn't even been called into the next day. See, I mean, again, the evidence of it being a black op is the fact that everything's so scripted day one. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and transmitting worldwide. We have a jam-packed transmission lined up for you today. Wayne Madsen, I don't know his take, his intel on the mass shooting yet, but he formerly worked with the NSA. He's been a Capitol Hill reporter for decades, or 15 years since he got out of the NSA. He's broken so much news here and talked to his sources, federal informants and others, breaking down the fact that Judge Roll and Congresswoman Giffords were shot to basically cover up an investigation they were involved in, a Fast and Furious. Wayne Madsen will be joining us in about T-minus 25 minutes. Joel Gilbert, we're going to open the phones up for him. This will be his second radio visit with us. He's been on the Nightly News. The maker of Dreams of My Real Father. Today is the official release date of that film. You notice we've been promoting it the last month. We have it in stock at InfoWarsShop.com. But the point is, he is going to be joining us coming up. And then Larry Pinkney, video Skype. I have heard him on the radio before. He is a veteran of the real Black Panther Party, not the federally created ones. The former Minister of Interior of the Republic of New Africa, a former political prisoner, and the only American to have successfully self-authored his civil political rights case in the United States United Nations under the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. He's going to talk about COINTELPRO and how they basically destroyed the real Black Panther Party. Regardless of whether you support their political views or not, they were not violent at first. They were infiltrated and radicalized by the government. I've had former FBI agents, high-level ones, the head of the Southern District of California, one of the most important FBI positions in the country, Ted Gunnarsson, admitted himself to COINTELPRO-ing people. But he'd do stuff like, have women call up their wives and act like they were, calling up and that dating was going on. Kind of stuff that's happened to my wife many times. He said that's tame compared to what goes on nowadays. Rest his soul. Of course, he died. Was it earlier in the year? Or was it late last year? So that's coming up. Wayne Madsen, director Joel Gilbert from the film Dreams of My Real Father, and Larry Pinkney. I'm very excited about those three interviews today. And we'll have open phones, I promise, during Joel Gilbert and for the second half of Larry Pinkney today. Obviously got a lot of video clips, a lot of audio clips, big events with Rupert Murdoch and resigning from his papers in England, his control of those. He is being blackmailed by the organized crime syndicate. I mean, you're seeing him endorse gun control now. You're seeing all these neocons. In fact, I had my stack in here from a newscast I shot last night, and I have the stack that was left in here, not the big stack from the radio yesterday that was already out of here, but the other big stack. A bunch of neocons on Fox News are saying, no, we should restrict guns. We should ban semi-auto. It was a bunch of shows. Aaron printed me a whole stack of suddenly they're on Fox News going, ban semi-auto, ban them. You shouldn't be able to own them. It's only for hunting. You should only be able to have bolt action. Now, there is the stack. I'm going to find this, folks. There's just so much. I mean, that's a whole article right there of just the fact that they clearly are blackmailing News Corp. And I've been saying this for about a year. I mean, they're arresting the heads of News Corp in England. I mean, a lot of them are still in jail. There's more arrests today. Look, I'm not saying News Corp is good, but they're not MSNBC, who openly meets with George Soros and Media Matters, and their memos have gone public, and Politico's defended them, saying we're going to infiltrate news organizations and destroy them and sabotage them from within. I mean, that's racketeering. And they're tax exempt. Can you imagine if I tried to be tax exempt and just stand up for liberty when we really are nonpartisan and just stand up for what's right? But I've got to tell you, I mean, I don't agree with a lot of what Rush Limbaugh does. They've been trying to destroy him this year. They're trying to destroy News Corp right now. News Corp has just rolled over belly up to this because the system sees it as a threat, because it at least posed as patriot to get that giant audience, because that is the most popular idea out there, is basic liberty. And so Fox News tries to pose as anti-New World Order enough to get that audience. I mean, look at InfoWars.com. We've come from nowhere in the last 17 years. Just, it looks like nowhere, but incrementally building up to the point now where we're as the biggest thing in alternative media, period, bar none. And that's not bragging, by the way. That freaks me out quite a lot, because it's an incredible responsibility. And White House groups like Think Progress, run by the White House publicly, are calling for us to be shut down. They're calling for Drudge to be destroyed, basically. And it's very creepy. So pray for us, folks. This is not a joke. This is not a game. My spidey sense has been really tingling. They're getting ready to launch new wars, obviously, not just proxy wars against Syria and Libya, but Iran. All Hades is getting ready to break loose. They're telling police nationwide, get ready for total disaster and martial law in October. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that is going on. Israel saying they're going to attack Iran because Iran's planning to attack the Olympics. Does anyone really buy that? And again, I'm not for Iran either. It's just that Israel's lying, ladies and gentlemen. Israel's been caught staging terror attacks before. Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, Ynet News. It's not. They're doing it. And all of these governments do it. They want wars so they can stay in office and get no-bid contracts and take people's rights during a giant war. Because let me tell you, they start a war with Iran and the Russians get involved, everybody's going to line up and do what they're told. And they got the checkpoints ready, the Marines, the Army, all of it. All right, I'm going to shut up right there. I want to take calls for the rest of this segment and the next. If you're in Littleton or Aurora, Colorado, and you want to call, or if you know the mother of the Ronald McDonald shooter, who's obviously drugged out of his mind, who they've already convicted, we need to get a hold of the mother, because she's coming out saying, the cops called me up and said, does your son have red hair? And is he this person? Is this his name? She goes, yeah, you got your man. That's my son. And then they went with that and said that she said that he did it. She said, no, they hung the phone up. Folks, this is all a setup. Hey, is this your son? You got red hair? Yeah, that's him. That's him. You got the right guy. Thank you. Click. She's calling him for days. Hey, I didn't say that. Hey, I didn't. I want to meet with him. Hey, he looks like he's drugged up. Hey, what's going on here? We're going to stand by him. Something's going on here. That tells you right there, if it's a black op, the parents aren't involved. In these other cases where they're involved in high-level government operations, you know, beyond national security, above top secret, shadow government, COG, Harris and Klebold's parents. And again, he comes out of an advanced brain interface. This program, and you can pull this up, Department of Defense wants to wipe bad memories. In fact, we've done the research. Aaron covered it some last night. Got to do whole articles on this. This is just too much. This is exactly, I said I'd go to your calls, and I'm not right now. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. This whole thing, and then all the witnesses saying multiple shooters, smoke bombs from different angles, people letting him in, and now they've got the classic videos that look like actors. They're like, I have my ticket. I was there. It was terrible. By the way, there's only one shooter. Be sure to know that. One shooter. I mean, oh, yes, Building 7 fell on its own from the fires, of course. And so the other towers, pancaking. And then it cuts to the same guys in ball caps all perfectly saying it within minutes of it happening. I mean, this is all staged, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the passport being found and another one being found all magical. I mean, it just goes on and on. These are staged events. Staged events to set up the police state to then be pointed at the American people. So I want to hear from you if you're in the Denver area or if you have family that were witnesses to something. A nice lady sent us some photos and stuff that Kurt's going to get up in the next 30 minutes or so at Infowars.com that she went and took at the movie theater. If she can get back through and tell us what happened when she went to take photos. But when they come out instantly with a story, Breitbart, not even 2 hours had passed since he was taken to the hospital, and they come out and say, died of natural causes, nothing to worry about. The coroner says, go back to sleep. The coroner comes out a few days later and says, I didn't say that. We're going to do a full check. And they've got poisons that metabolize out of the body. Again, that on top of about 100 other things, we have to look at Breitbart as a possible murder. I mean, that's crazy. He says, I'm coming out in the morning with something that will destroy Obama, and then alludes to Obama at communist meetings. And then, as I predicted, I said, in a few weeks, because there's threats going on, they're going to release, if they release some milquetoast nothing, oh, look, here's one of his professors at a meeting calling for socialism or whatever. Wow, that's really bombshell. And here is a deer in the woods. Here is a bear doing what they do in the woods. I mean, here is a bird flying in the air. I mean, this was nothing. So he's going to bring out this bombshell. He goes to a restaurant, hangs out with a bunch of people, drops dead. And then we're told, nothing to worry about, go back to sleep. And we're told immediately, don't ask questions or you're crazy. Oh, no, we just have known liars running things who've been caught assassinating people, who say they've got hit teams, saying the president will order secretly murdered whoever they want. They're admitting they spy on everybody without warrants now. I personally get death threats over the years where they want you to know, by the way, I just saw you let your dog out in the back. I'm going to cut your head off. Yeah, that little dog with the blue collar. I am going to cut your head off. Do you understand me? You got family in the hospital. Hope that, this is the type of stuff, folks. So they're listening to the phones. They've got armies of hardcore criminals that have been put in positions that are mercenaries who like hurting people, who like taking over. It's called tyranny. We've been sold. It's sexy. It's cool. It's fun. Yeah. If you want your wages cut, your bank accounts drained, taxes and fines and fees put on everything, and society collapsing with forced inoculations and chemtrails, then you're going to love the New World Order. Call's coming up. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
By the way, I went with the crew last night and saw a late night showing of Batman. I haven't had a chance to talk to the crew yet because I walked out of the movie towards the end. It was so bad. And we were there getting popcorn and stuff, and they're like, what are you going to see? Batman, like, oh, man, awesome, incredible. Oh, you just wait. And, I mean, I can go watch fantasy. I can go watch. I'm already reviewing it, aren't I? I said to go to your calls. I can enjoy Green Lantern, the Spider-Man movie, Star Wars. I mean, I can go watch fantasy stuff. It's not that I'm like, oh, this is kid stuff. It's when there's no plot developed. It's all just weird scenes of posing. The Batman fights look like it was the scene with Captain Kirk fighting the Lizard, where it's like slow motion. It was horrible. It was a horrible movie, nothing but a mindless vehicle to deliver the idea of martial law and checkpoints, and the police are a gang that are going to riot and defeat the Occupy Wall Street people, who were a.k.a. the Second French Revolution, and the idea that any protest is terrorism. I mean, it was just so ridiculous. And the cops are rushing up on Bane, and they're firing hundreds of machine guns at him, and like one cop gets shot, and the bullets all hit the ground and spark. It's just total. There you go. Ha ha! They are. If you're not watching this, I guess radio listeners. That's enough. Actually, that's a better fight scene than the movie. I mean, it was horrible. All right, I'm going to shut up. I said we're taking calls from Denver. Julian, Joe, Mike, we'll get to all of you here. We'll even take some of you while Wayne Madsen's on. He's coming on to give us his take on it. By the way, I keep getting questions about a couple shirts my wife got me that are recreations of mountain climbing dress shirts from the 60s. And so that's what these shirts are I'm wearing. They're not Boy Scout shirts. But I liked them, and that's what I'm wearing in the summer. I have two shirts with them, and that's what I'm side issue. But it's become quite a big debate whenever I wear one of these shirts. What are they? Is it a military shirt? No, it's not. It's a rock climbing shirt. Not that I'm really a rock climber, but I do like to hike. So what do they call it, an alpiner? Okay, let's go ahead and take a call. Shut up, Jones, and go to the calls. Joe in Colorado, what's your take on all this? Them saying, Mommy says he did it, basically, but she never said that. What do you think of all this?
First, my heart goes out to the family.
Yes.
But, I just think that, you know, this is blatant. The dude's not talking, you know, looking crazy in court, you know, bulletproof vest, all this stuff, doesn't shoot back at the cops. It's just, you know, I'm a veteran, so... You know, I've been awake for a minute listening to you for a while, my first time calling and getting through, but, you know, it's crazy. I just can't believe it.
Well, what about the fact now that they admit he was on a bunch of psychotropic drugs, which can naturally make you go crazy and do stuff like this, like Sergeant Bales? Why are they even charging him? He was clearly completely insane. But the issue is this guy's totally covered up. Everybody says they're multiple shooters, but within minutes, oh, no, we caught him. Here he is. We're not going to give you any details. Then they call the mother up and say, yeah, has your son got red hair? Is this his name? Yeah, that's him. You got your guy. Well, why? And then they hang up the phone on her and announce she said he did it, basically. And she's coming out going, I've been telling him for days I didn't say that. She's having to do press conferences now. Why would they want to say, yeah, his mama says he's the guy that did it when she didn't say that? I mean, boy, isn't that strong evidence right there?
Exactly, because my friend of mine, he's the one that first told me about it before I heard about it. He said, yeah, the mom, you know, actually a couple people told me that. The mom said that, you know, yeah, you got the right one, because they wanted to get everybody's first jump on it, but not anything they hear after that. It's crazy.
Well, again, that's the telltale sign is when it's scripted. Listen, they also jumped the gun on scripting. On 9/11, an hour before on CNN, they go, Building 7, the 47-story building has fallen. And Aaron Brown was on it, and he lived in New York. He turned around and he went, I'm not sure if that's right, though, because it's right behind him. And then BBC on two channels, the exact same thing, said it's fallen its own footprint from fires. What a, you know, beautiful collapse. And I said, BBC first said those weren't real videos, and they said, okay, they are real, but we lost the tape. And I said, I know who did it. I know who gets your feed. You got an internal Reuters feed. And years later, they admitted, yes, Reuters had reported it fell perfectly, as it did with the cover story, an hour before it did, and then they tried to cover that up. Just like they said Lee Harvey Oswald had been captured before he'd even been arrested and no one knew his name. They printed that all over a certain time zone, Australia, New Zealand, and some other areas. Again, it's scripted, and they get caught scripting. Anything else, sir?
I was in the military.
I'll tell you what, stay there. I got Wayne Madsen coming up, but he'll only talk about 5 minutes or so before we start going to calls to get his take on what witnesses say. Stay there, Joe. Then we'll go to Julian, Greg, Mike, and others, all from the Denver area, straight ahead. And we've got former NSA officer, just an incredible journalist, Wayne Madsen, joining us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are going to be going to Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com here in just a moment. And then throughout the next 30 minutes, we'll take calls from people in Colorado for any questions you have or comments or statements you want to make about what's happened. We were just talking to Joe in Colorado, who's a veteran, saying he and his friends aren't buying it, especially now that the mother is coming out and saying, I didn't say he did it. They called up and said, is this your son? Is this his name? Does he have red hair? She said, yeah, that's him. You got your man. Click. And for days, she's been calling the police. And the father has going, and now they're saying they're going to stand by him and don't know what really happened. No kidding. He can't talk. He's obviously drugged out of his mind. I mean, folks, when you see a drugged up person in the courtroom and the whole system says they did it, that's Operation Northwoods, folks. They commit the shooting. The witnesses are all saying multiple shooters. I'm ranting. I'm sorry. The whole thing. But we'll get Wayne Madsen's take. I don't know what Wayne's take's going to be. I just know he was on a few months ago, and he said he was very worried about new false flags. Paul Watson's finally going to get that article out today with all the Obama officials saying a mass shooting would help people reconnect with him. We have video clips of this from even Hardball a few months ago. The memos, Glenn Beck coming out and saying they want to stage a new Oklahoma and blame it on me. People are finally starting to get this. We'll get Wayne's take in just one moment. Here's Ice-T on Denver TV. And as usual, it's not an American doing the interview. Nothing against people with British accents. It's just, why are all the newscasters now from England or Europe or something telling us, like, you know, Piers Morgan, turn our guns in, or Felipe Calderon saying, turn our guns in. And I love what Ice-T says. He says, yeah, I'll give out my guns when you give yours up. The government's going to have guns. You know, when other people have the guns and you don't, you're in trouble. That's why gun sales have exploded. People get it, folks. They know. We did the math. Kurt Nemo showed the statistics. I mean, it is one of the rarest things. On average, there's about 15 people killed a year in mass shootings in groups of five or more. There's quite a few, two or three getting shot, and it's mainly gang-related. You see that stuff almost every day in Chicago. And, you know, that's their problem. That's nature's way of, you know, people, I'm sad it's happening. It's a very, you know, corrupt drug culture. People should get away from it. But the point is, I don't lose my guns because a bunch of thugs kill themselves or, but I'm ranting. Let's go to this quick clip of Ice-T telling it like it is. And I just love it. Here it is.
Well, I give up my gun when everybody else does.
And is that
doesn't that make sense?
Well,
doesn't that make sense? I mean, if you were to, if there were guns here, would you be want to be the only person without one?
So do you carry guns? Not routinely. I mean, you have a gun at home?
Yeah, it's legal in the United States. It's part of our Constitution. You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny. Not to hunt. It's to protect yourself from the police.
And do you see any link between that and these sorts of incidents?
No. Nah, not really. You know what I'm saying? If somebody wants to kill people, you know, they don't need a gun to do it.
Makes it easier, though, doesn't it?
Not really. You can use you can strap explosives on your body. They do that all the time.
So when there's the inevitable backlash mm-hmm. of the anti-gun lobby as a result of this incident, as it always is.
Well, that's not going to change anything
in
the United States.
Anything.
Nah. The United States is based on guns. You know, like KRS says, you'll never have justice on stolen land. So it's not going to change.
KRS-One, he's a listener of the show. He's in the Obama deception. And we've got to be honest about that. This is a warlike culture, the most warlike in history, quite frankly. And you're not getting our guns. Okay, that's the end of it. And I totally agree with Ice-T right there. But, I mean, he says cops. That's for the general public, you know, to get it. He means corrupt, tyrannical government. Let's go to Wayne Madsen, author, researcher, WayneMadsenReport.com. He's got a new book out on Obama that's excellent there on the site. He is a Washington, D.C.-based investigative journalist, author, syndicated columnist. He's written for The Village Voice, The Progressive, Counterpunch, Online Journal, and more. His columns have appeared in the Miami Herald, Houston Chronicle, Philadelphia Inquirer, amongst others. He's been on all the major TV reports on national security issues. I wanted to get his take briefly today, too, on the fact that NSA suddenly is like, okay, we spy on you in real time, no warrants. You're all being spied on. It's totally illegal. We just do it. Sit down, shut up. By the way, there was a drill running, of course, the exact stuff happening in Denver. You know, the same university he attended, of a movie theater being attacked and a guy using bombs to divert people as he shoots them. Wow. Wayne Madsen, again, formerly in submarine warfare, then was in the National Security Agency. Worked for a lot of big telecommunication corporations as well. He joins us right now. He's a member of the Society of Professional Journalists and the National Press Club. Wayne, I don't know your view on this whole thing, but I've got a sneaking suspicion because I know you're always out there investigating the same info I am. Wayne Madsen, what do you say about what's happened in Denver?
Okay, let's take a look at Mr. Holmes, where he was back in May. He was on one of six individuals who received the National Institutes of Health grant for neuroscience training at the University of Colorado at the Anschutz Medical Campus. That used to be the Fitzsimmons Army Medical Center before the Base Realignment and Closure Commission had it privatized. And in May, Mr. Holmes presented a paper at the university, at the medical school, and get the name. It was on micro DNA biomarkers in a class titled Biological Basis of Psychiatric and Neurological Disorders. Now, that's kind of strange, since we're now told that, you know, this guy's a crazed lunatic. But it gets even more interesting. He did a summer internship at the Salk Institute, which is part of the University of California at San Diego in La Jolla. And the Salk Institute, I mean, they've done great things. I mean, Jonas Salk, the pioneer on the anti-polio vaccine.
Yeah, with 11 cancer viruses.
They also, the Salk Institute, back about the same time frame, was involved in research to create basically peaked soldiers for the battlefield, where they were investigating sleep deprivation, getting soldiers to stay up, not get tired, and they were using something that actually comes from cocoa, a flavanol that was this project was conducted with the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency,
DARPA,
and the Salk Institute, and the Mars Company that makes Snickers and Milky Way bars. Okay, so you know, this is just another example of some weird science being conducted.
Well, they're looking to put regular additives in things, tweak them slightly, and manipulate the public.
Yeah.
They now admit that all these DARPA programs are looking at manipulating and creating super soldiers. They're testing it on them. We've seen that happen with Delta Force, so they kill their whole families. Remember that event 5-6 years ago at Fort Bragg, where four groups came back and killed their whole families? Well, one guy didn't. He beat the program, but the police said he was flopping around and yelling when they pulled up in front of the burning house. Exactly what this guy's doing. He now looks all drugged up. Please continue.
Well, it's interesting. I found a quote from Terence Sejnowski, who's with the Salk Institute for Biological Studies and a director of the Computational Neurobiology Laboratory, and he commented that a lot has changed in their study of the brain, and he says, since the early 80s, we now know a lot more about the brain, and then he added this, perhaps more than we need to know. Now, that's a pretty strange comment. That's sort of like the guy where they were running the training drill in Douglas County near Aurora, who said, yeah, this is a very strange coincidence. We happen to be running a drill on a shooter shooting people in a movie theater at the same time the actual event was taking place.
And throwing smoke bombs.
Yeah, so, you know, so I'm looking at this like I looked at the Jared Loughner case, who killed Federal Judge Roll and disabled Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. I mean, I was told by people in Arizona who worked with the FBI that he was an MKUltra product, and I am firmly convinced that Mr. Holmes, James Holmes, was also involved in some experiment. Now, was he involved willingly or unwillingly? Isn't it funny? The Anschutz Medical Campus will not release any records of his time at that medical school, nor will other universities he was associated with in the past release any
information. Well, we know what they do now. The cutting edge is what they call vaccines, but they're really live viruses that are really nanotech. They're programmed to go in and eat certain ganglia in the brain in certain nerve centers, and the reason they know where to attack is that it has to be ganglii absorbing a certain chemical or endorphin or hormone. So they go where those are available and destroy them. Then drugs can be added to manipulate the interfaces. It's very sophisticated, but I've read the papers on it. And that's what they're moving to in pharmacological crops, to basically, without people understanding it, phasing it in where the general public just incrementally are turned into biological androids.
Right. It's also interesting that Holmes's father, Dr. Robert Holmes, worked with a company that was a partner of DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. Now, this DARPA outfit does a lot of this weird science, okay? They spend all this taxpayer money on
pure research.
Futuristic research. It's actually, I've been told by people in the Pentagon, it's a huge washing machine where they launder intelligence agency money through DARPA to come up with a lot of strange things that Congress would never, in its right mind, approve of on a line item budget thing.
What do you make of the timing? We're obviously going to have to hold you a little bit in the next hour, so move Joel Gilbert. He'll be all right, because I want to get to these calls from people in Colorado for you, folks. Stay there. We want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. What do you make of the timing? You know, Obama says in the next 2 weeks he's going to sign the UN treaty. Then he just a few votes in the Senate, didn't have them. You know, this push for restricting guns. What do you make of the timing of this?
Well, sure took a lot of other stories off the front pages, that's for sure, including all the investigation of Mr. Romney's money offshore with Bain Capital. He's got to be really happy about this.
That was really starting to hurt him, the whole Bain Capital thing, and he wouldn't stand up for himself and stuff. Yeah, that's interesting.
Absolutely. Also, Dr. Robert Holmes, the father of James Holmes, the company he worked for was called HNC Software. It was in San Diego, and they merged later with a company called FICO. Now, they say he now works at FICO, which does a lot of predictive programming for people and for the credit industry, to make sure that people who are using credit cards, it's actually them. But they use neural networking to do this. So he was involved in a lot of this neural networking research himself, and so was that company. And they had contracts with DARPA.
You know what else is funny? I want you to get to that, but I want your take on this. I'm sure you'll know this. Most people don't. Theodore Kaczynski volunteered for the MKUltra program. We didn't find out till a lot later when they declassified some of that, but he was a volunteer. So you volunteer, but you don't know what you're volunteering for. And, of course, he was the Unabomber.
Well, sure. And you look at the whole history of MKUltra, what do you find? You find Timothy Leary, who promoted the use of LSD was part of that, as was J.D. Salinger, the author of Catcher in the Rye. And remember how many presidential assassins, where they would go into their apartment and they'd find they only had a couple of books, but one of them was always Catcher in the Rye? This was the case with David Chapman, killed John Lennon. It was the case with Arthur Bremer, who shot George Wallace. It was the case with a lot of these presidential assassins. So I think they also found a copy in Timothy McVeigh's place. So has Batman replaced, nobody's reading anymore. They're going to movies. So has Batman replaced Catcher in the Rye as the triggering mechanism?
Yeah, and to explain that, I made a video a month ago saying this film has triggers in it for violence because I could just watch it and see that. It's just incredible that these films are just backdrops for brainwashing. I want to go back to some calls now, and I want to get deeper into your views on this and then the big NSA scandal that's coming out. We're going to go to Julian and Greg in a moment, but Joe in Colorado, you were on earlier, but we had to go to break, so I held you over. You're a veteran. You're there in the area. You're saying you're not buying it. What do you make of what Wayne Madsen's been saying? And then go ahead and make your other point.
It leads all back. You just follow, who's involved, and you go deeper into it than what the media is telling you, then you're always going to find, some things that you need to ask more questions about. So I agree with them on that. About the culture, like I said, in the military, we would see a lot of things, and guys would giggle and think it's funny. And I was the one that was kind of thinking, what's going on? That's kind of the reason why I got out. And, that's what's going on with society. They think those things is funny, And it's just kind of sad, man, but, the people that are waking up, they're going to do what's right. And, I just pray for everybody because things are about to get out of hand,
God bless you, sir. I appreciate your fine points. Yeah, that's what I took away from watching Batman last night is I don't think of myself as some really smart hotshot. And I talk to adults and people, and they're like children. And I guess it's television. Wayne, do you get the point I'm making about more and more? Either people are awake or they're getting more and more dumbed down, where they're like children and they have this Pavlovian preconditioned response to just giggle about everything?
Yeah, and you have to wonder about predictive programming techniques in Hollywood. I would note that on August the 10th, we're going to see the premiere of the new Born Legacy movie, the newest in the series by Robert Ludlum, and although it's like a super version of Jason Bourne. Treadstone was actually that it's fictitious, a CIA assassination program, but Treadstone is absolutely MK Ultra. If anyone has seen the Bourne movies, you'll know that. And Ludlam,
it's incredibly accurate from what's declassified. They really did that.
That's right. I also note that James Holmes is the grandson of Lieutenant Colonel Robert Holmes, who was one of the first graduates at the Army Language School, now the Defense Language Institute in Monterey, California, one of the first graduates in the Turkish language there in about 1948. So we now have a link between Holmes and Elise's grandfather, because once you graduate from that school in one of those languages, you're obviously going to go work under official cover for the CIA or the Defense Intelligence Agency. In this case, it would have been Turkey. So there's a link there. The other thing I would note, it's very strange, is the car that Holmes drove to the theater and had Tennessee plates. Now, what is the link to Tennessee? We're told he was from San Diego. He went to University of California, Riverside. What's the link to Tennessee? I haven't seen anything more on that.
And the witnesses are saying multiple shooters. Stay there, Wayne. Great points. A lot of other points on this. Why would they do this now? And then we're going to go to Julian and Greg straight ahead. We're going to go to you right after this break with Wayne Madsen. We'll keep him about 15 minutes and then get our next guest on. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Democrats Democratic operatives urged Obama to seize on attacks. Paul Watson has the big report out with all the different video clips and their own internal documents and public statements about using terror attacks to take our liberties, including mass shootings, and how great mass shootings are for Obama. The whole article is there, right there, and I hope that everybody goes there and watches the different video clips where they talk about it and say it. In fact, I'm going to get him to add the part about Oklahoma City. I mean, he's got it in there, but even Glenn Beck saying they're getting ready to stage it and blame it on us. Because they say that. Boy, we're going to have an Oklahoma, we're going to blame it on them. They don't say they're going to do it. They say, we're going to have one, we're going to blame it on them. Like saying, that bank's going to get robbed next week. We're going to blame it on this guy. Who's the first person you go to? Hey, you said that bank was going to get robbed. It got robbed. Why don't you get up against the car? We're putting handcuffs on you. Instead, it's like, oh, yeah, so Wayne Madsen, you pointed at Romney, though, saying it's got a lot of stuff out of the news. I mean, Romney's not in control of the Justice Department and stuff that ran Fast and Furious. I mean, isn't this their M.O., Holder and people from Oklahoma City?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, this whole Fast and Furious thing, you know, which I still also think was to destabilize Mexico to get this guy, this New World Order guy, the new president installed down there. It looks like they stole that election. The two opposition parties anywhere claiming it, it happened. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of cheap political shots being made right now. I don't often listen to serious radio, but I was listening to Tom Hartman's program yesterday where he brought your name up. He started talking about the, you know, the right wing fringe that wants guns and mentioned you in particular and debunked all these conspiracy notions about Colorado. And I think he mentioned you in the same sentence with David Koresh. It's amazing. He's got a program on RT. I don't know what happened to that network, but he's clearly funded by the Center for American Progress, which is the Soros, George Soros finance think tank that basically acts as a policy toadies for the White House.
Well, there you go. There you go. Think Progress is run by Soros in the White House. It's on record. They have meetings weekly there, and they basically called for us to be shut down last week, and now you tune into the radio, and Hartman, who used to be an okay guy, you know, I used to get him on the show. I've been on the show before, and he just viciously attacks me now and starts making stuff up, and it's really creepy to see somebody totally join the dark side. You can be a liberal or a conservative, and you know, I can disagree with you about something, but when you get so basically, just to get this right, because I'm going to go find it into a story on it, because this is a big deal. They're trying to blame Rush Limbaugh, too, for this. And again, folks, even if you don't like Rush Limbaugh, if they can demonize the First Amendment and talk show host, they can have a chilling effect to go after us all. That was on MSNBC. You're telling me, it was also on NBC, national TV, you're telling me that he was saying that basically this culture of guns, Alex Jones, implying somehow, you know, that we're causing the culture, or am I wrong there, and then implying I'm a cult leader like David Koresh?
Yeah, and you know, and pulling us, you know, making us out of whole cloth about the conspiracy kooks out, you know, taking advantage of this incident to, you know, try to put out a lot of various conspiracy theories. I mean, he loves to use that term because, remember, this term became a vogue term after the Kennedy assassination in '63 when people said, we're not going to buy this, this ludicrous notion that this guy was a lone gunman, and it's been used as a pejorative term ever since.
But stay there. We got to go to break, but I'm going to go to Julian and then Greg from Colorado. I promise, straight ahead. This is just, I was about to go to you and hit me with that news. But, and then after that, I'm going to ask Wayne, what does it mean? I mean, because I feel creeped out when White House operatives are attacking.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.